Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing? I wanted to extend an invitation for you all to join me on my other homes here on Anchor. One is called Happier Life Today. The other one is called Tailored for Success. There are two other podcasts that I do here on Anchor, and I'd like to invite you to subscribe to those. Here is where I just kind of shoot the breeze as Sharice Taylor and let you guys know what's on my heart, on my mind, little snippets of what's happening in my life. But I wanted to share something with you all. So kind of for those of you new to the broadcast or getting reacquainted, just kind of give you a recap of what's been going on in my professional life the last 2 years. In 2016, I really had a rough year with my manager. He had just become, just to make this plain, a complete butthead. And I had endured with him for a couple of years. And it was in December 2016, I said, I'm going to fire him. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to leave him and let him go. And so I decreed and I declared a thing. He was stationed out of the country in the National Guard, and I knew he'd be gone for 6 months. And I said, even though we had made our peace prior to that, I was the bigger person and made peace. And when I made peace, I meant it. But then even while he was gone, through his behaviors via email, he was still being a butthead. That's how big of a butthead he was. And so I said, well, I need to leave him. Because honestly, he does not deserve an employee like me. And I knew I was excellent. I'm not bragging. I'm the type of person who is dedicated, faithful, and true. A team player, an encourager, but keep in my own lane, stay in my own business, not a gossip. I just kind of do my thing. But and there were other factors. I wasn't getting paid what I deserved. I knew it wasn't coming. It's for a local library system here in St. Louis. I knew the money that I deserved and that I wanted was not coming. So I knew I was going to have to leave. And it had been 14 years. But nonetheless, it was time. So I found another job. And then, long story short, on that job, I was dealing with two HR professionals who should not be in HR. I think one of them was dealing with some jealousy and intimidation and maybe a pinch of racism. And so the three that I dealt with, they were just, in my opinion, horrendous and out of sorts. All three of them need leadership development and soft skill development. People think because they have a credential and because they have a degree that they're qualified. And let me say this, and this is a bold statement. Your degree and your certification, they give you the opportunity to apply for certain positions. Okay? But you're not qualified until you have that academic certification, degree, diploma, whatever it is, and the appropriate soft skills to support the work. The problem in the professional spectrum now is that we have a lot of people who have the credentials but not the essentials. And the other issue is that they let their pride keep them in a pocket of being incompetent. Did y'all hear what I said? They let their pride keep them in a pocket of being incompetent instead of seeking the skills that they need. They don't want to accept, I have a master's degree. I have two master's degrees. I have a PhD. I am certified in this and that and the other. Well, honey, let me just tell you something. You still, some of them soft skills are still MIA. Some of them leadership, including your leadership skills, your communication skills, your conflict resolution, your emotional and social intelligence, your conversational intelligence is in the toilet, dear heart. So that degree don't mean nothing to me. But I digress. So anyway, I left them because, so I was on that new job. Are you keeping up? I was on that new job for a year. For about a year, and I left them because I didn't want to deal with jealousy, incompetence, or racism. And I said, you all can have this little cubicle, honey. I mean, really, you may have it, and I hope you find somebody who just loves this, but it surely isn't me. So then, God, ironically, I was only out of work. I didn't have another job after that. That was totally a faith walk. I got another job literally around the corner from the job that I had left. That's how God works, folks. A 10-minute walk. So I still have lunch with some of my old coworkers from time to time. Ah! God is so funny like that. You cannot keep God's children down. You cannot hinder their destiny. You can't impede their progress, because when you're plugged into God truly and you live and you work God's way, He honors that every time. There is not a human on the planet that can impede my progress. And I don't say that with confidence. I say it with, as Marshawn Evans Daniel said, I say it with Godfidence, baby. I say it with Godfidence. Because it is a fact. It is a fact. Yes, baby. But listen, so because I was listening, I was on my emergency fund in between that year-long job and the wonderful position that I have now. I used my emergency fund. I was living off of that to pay bills and keep a roof over my head and all of that. So now I have this part-time retail job in addition to my full-time job and my business that I work primarily on the weekends. So yesterday, I said all that to say this. Yesterday, a woman that I worked with over there on my year-long job tells me that someone, sweet dear woman, someone who had been with the company for 30 years had been let go. Had been let go. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Like, you have just got to be kidding me right now. And, yeah, it was just crazy. It was just really crazy. But I wanted to share. I was amazed by that, but I wasn't shocked by it, because I think she probably saw the writing. You know how companies do. They kind of create a new position, get some younger person in, or someone, the boss, the new chairman had worked with before, kind of place them in. They had started doing that about a year ago. I'm sure she understands that was coming. It still sucks. But I said, you all have the wrong reputation out and about, because you don't do people right. And this HR, that HR department that was there, I didn't want my reputation to be tied in with that reputation. I could not be a part of that HR department. That was just not, I have a high standard, and I could not be associated with that. But anyway, this is what I wanted to say to you all. For those of you like myself who are entrepreneurs / employees, or maybe you're 100% an employee, I want to say this. I want to break this news to you in case you didn't know. I don't care how many years you've been on that job. I don't care. Oh, Sharice, no, that won't happen to me. I work in this industry. Oh, no, that won't happen to me. I work in that industry. Oh, no, my boss loves me. My director loves me. The clients love me. Let me tell you, when someone at the top has made up their mind that your last day will be blank, that will be your last day. It don't matter who you know, who you like, who nothing. How many years you put in, how many hours you put in, how devoted and loyal you are. When they decide, they meaning the higher ups decide, you're gone or the company needs to get rid of 20 people or 50 people, they will get rid of yourself, your little self, in a hot second. So here's what you got to do. First of all, you got to diversify your funds, have other resources of income. If the only resource of income into your financial house is a biweekly check from a job, you're in trouble. All day, every day. I heard someone say this recently. You should be, if that's your situation, what is the young lady's name? Millionaire Mindset, I believe it was. You should be in panic mode. You should be like, oh, I got to get this fixed. You should be in panic mode, and you should be. You should be thinking about, and don't think too long, and working towards building other financial resources for yourself. You need to go see a financial advisor at your credit union, your bank, whatever, and get it together, because these jobs ain't loyal, folks. Oh, no, that doesn't happen where I say it can happen anywhere, everywhere. No one is immune. And I would say keep a current cover letter template and letters of reference, resumes. Have it tight and right, baby, because let me tell you this. They'll cut you in a second and won't blink an eye. I've seen it, not just this time with that particular situation, but no one is immune. No one is immune from the top all throughout an organization. No one's safe. But people go on their little happy way. They're like, la, 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 la. Singing the Smurf song, thinking everything's tight and right. I found my dream job. I get along with everybody. Customers love me. This is this, that is that. I'm here to tell you they will drop your butt in a New York minute, baby. Real quick and fast. So you gotta always be, this is what I teach at Taylor for You. You have to always be networking, always cultivating your skills. Hey, be ready for anything. But that's what I wanted to share with you all on today. But your girl is good and always working my plan and diving into my delicious destiny. So I want to encourage you to do the same. Until next time, don't forget to follow me here on Anchor on Tailored for Success as well as Happier Life Today. Take good care. Bye-bye.